I'm running for Congress because I'm concerned, like many Americans, about the direction this country is taking. I feel that no American should have to suffer because they can't afford the health care they need. They shouldn't have to go deeply into debt to get an education. They shouldn't have to fear the law simply because of who they are, or how much money they have, the color of their skin. I want to fight to ensure that our government defends the rights and serves the needs of all its people, not just the rich and well-connected.
That is Democrat Jeff Thomas of Grand Rapids, who has just announced his candidacy for Congress in 2018. An owner of a web design and development business, Thomas also runs a local nonprofit that looks to improve the effectiveness of the charitable food distribution system. He says his campaign will focus on political fairness, improving education, and the healthcare system.
The issues that I'm really centered on at this moment is making sure that our healthcare system works for everyone. We have too many people in this country who either still do not have health insurance, despite the progress made by the Affordable Care Act, or who have health insurance on paper but can't afford to actually use it because of the high deductibles.
Thomas will look to take the seat currently held by Republican Congressman Justin Amash, who voted for President Donald Trump's American Health Care Act, a move that surprised Thomas.
Congressman Amash had been very critical of the first version of the bill. He described it, I believe, as bad policy meets bad Republican politics meets bad Democratic politics. And so seeing him turn around and vote for a version that was really only modestly different was really a shock to me, and I think a lot of the people here in the district.
WGVU reached out to Congressman Justin Amash's office for his reaction to news of a challenger in the next election. His camp had no comment. Daniel Booth, WGVU News.